president ever! Hey yo, is this a free speech zone?
The damage that could be done by an unhinged, irrational Chicken Little of a president shooting his mouth off, backed up only by his own hysteria and his own delusions of omniscience.
Hey, Mr. President,
why don't you wiretap this?
We'll do it live.
Well, let me tell you a little story about a boy named George. White male, Christian, American, born and raised in Texas. Blessed with a wealthy home, and it was in a secret club called Skull and Bones. Now, maybe his grades weren't the greatest, and it ruined every business he operated. And cocaine got him in trouble with the law, but that's okay. His daddy helped get him a job. Diabol rigging the polls and bringing the worst. And don't forget you heard it on Fox News first. But what did you expect? It's an election, it's not some kind of popularity contest. So in comes the neocon administration, with the president hell-bent on destroying the nation and taking the rest of the world down with them. See, now you're going down in history as the worst president ever. Worst president ever. I swear to God, he's retarded. He can barely speak English. How did this dick ever get to be president to begin with? Idiot in chief, thinking he's above the law. Did everything short of killing a baby on the White House lawn. And got off scot-free, never faced prosecution. Wiping his ass with the Constitution, replacing propaganda in a place of fact. And who would have thought he'd be a homicidal maniac? He killed hundreds and thousands, maybe a million innocent civilians, women and children, ran up trillions in debt. And let's not forget the WMDs. Did they find them yet? Or was that just one of W's conspiracy theories? Now Iran has a nuclear program.
Oh really?
You'll forgive me if I don't believe a word you say, like any detainee from Guantanamo Bay. Dick mixing politics with religion. A Patriot Act is an attack on patriotism. You got FEMA, Katrina, and I could go on. But dude's done more shit than I can fit in one song. So if you set out to be a traitor and a jerk and a most miserable failure on the face of the earth and make the place worse the whole time you're in office, then I'm thinking it's safe to say mission accomplished. Worst president ever!
Yes, he was!
Worst president ever! Dude, you suck! Let it be said, let it be known, let history stay and let the record show he was the worst president ever!
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Well, thanks for asking. I'm just a good old-fashioned badass bush bashing, red-blooded, freedom-loving funk vigilante, working hard to put food on my family. Patriotic descent, representing the truth. We gotta know, is our children learning yet? They said fool me once, shame on, shame on you. You fool me, you can't get fooled again. So Obama, I'm talking directly to you. Now we can tell when a neocon's dressed in blue. So what you gonna do? The whole world is watching. Now you're gonna step up and just stop this nonsense. Come on, let's move on and look forward to the future, a new tomorrow. Cause the free people will never be defeated. And this may be self-evident, but it should be repeated. I propose a toast to the party. Come on, raise those glasses off, everybody, and let's drink. Let's drink to a new millennium. The first 9 years, nah, I never heard of them. So here's to the end of oil and drug wars. Here's to robbing the rich and giving back to the poor. To an informed public and a responsible press. And here's to thinking a little bit more about who we elect. And here's to anyone who stood up on the front line. Here's to anyone who ever held a protest sign. Here's to all of these heroes all throughout history who fought for what's right in the face of stupidity. And here's to taking the power back from these dicks like they did in 1776. Here's to leaving these Middle Eastern people free. And last but not least, here's to being free. Everybody in the world, get ready to celebrate. Cause we've been looking forward to better days. Hey Bush, guess what? Time's up, your term's over. There's never gonna be a fucking new world order. So dub, you give it up, you're passed and played out. Don't let the White House door hit your dumbass on the way out. Good riddance, goodbye. This 2009 is your farewell party.
party, but you're not invited.
Worst president ever!
Yes, he was!
Worst president ever!
Dude, you suck!
Let it be said, let it be known, let history state and let the record show. Worst president ever! So here's your song, and everybody in the entire world can sing along. Come on!
Fuck you, Mr. President! Fuck you, Mr. President! Fuck you, Mr. President! Fuck you, Mr. President! Fuck you, Mr. President!
The one, sir, that you see in the mirror.
In the court of public opinion, the defendant, George W. Bush, has been convicted guilty of being the worst president in all of recorded history. Consider yourself retroactively impeached, you piece of shit, traitor. Fuck you.
Worst president ever!
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.